This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. On Monday, Duke Energy reported a leak of thousands of tons of coal ash in Eden, North Carolina. Coal ash is the residue from coal-fired power plants. When a stormwater pipe broke below a pond of coal ash in Eden, the byproduct began flowing into the Dan River. The Dan River provides drinking water for the people of Danville, Virginia, and it also supports a range of wildlife. WUNC reporter Jeff Tabiri joins us to talk more about the coal ash spill. Welcome, Jeff.
Good day. Frank. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Coal ash still leaking, so the issue is developing. Where are we right now?
We're at about 82,000 tons of coal ash and counting that has gone from a coal ash pond into a broken stormwater pipe that originally, and still, it has nothing to do. It was not put there with the intention of having any relationship to the coal ash pond. Coal ash into the pipe, out into the Dan River, and sediment has been seen in Danville, Virginia, 20-plus miles downriver that does pull its drinking water from the Dan River. However, the head of the water and wastewater treatment plant there has told me that as of now they are able to treat the water and they do not think that it is of any danger to public consumption or health safety.
All right. So what is this coal ash? Why was it there?
So Duke Energy has had a coal-fired power plant. It is still there. It has not been in operation since April 1st of 2012. And as I understand it, as you heat coal to make energy, there's this runoff that you mentioned. It's potentially toxic. It contains heavy metals, uranium, potassium, arsenic, and that is – it's ash. It's soot, so to speak. And they put that in a coal ash pond. It is unlined, that pond, because when they first started with this pond, it was – you know, more than half a century ago, and regulations did not call for a lineage of any point. So over time, that pond has gotten bigger. And what they do is they mix in water with the ash. I just learned this yesterday. So that, you know, if you've just got ash, it could blow up and blow away and get all over the place. So they mix water into it to keep it down. So that's why you might hear in different reports tonnage versus gallons. And there are kind of a couple of different metrics they're looking at this, but it's the coal ash mixed with water.
All right. And so it's been there for a long time. Now, how did – when Duke discovered the leak, what did they do to try to stop it?
They say that they, you know, started working on the pipe from both ends. So this is a pipe that's a couple of hundred feet long that goes from the old coal-fired power plant, which again is no longer in operation, underground, and it would take stormwater out to the Dan River. Now, originally, there was nothing on top of that stormwater pipe, but in time, as Duke used more and more coal to make more and more energy, the coal ash pond got bigger, and the coal ash pond expanded over what was the stormwater pipe that had nothing above it. Indications from engineers are that there were 3 or 4 feet between excuse me, the pipe and the coal ash pond. So the cause of this is not totally clear, but they say that they have been working on this from both ends, from both where the break happened and also the river side of the pipe, where the coal ash evidently was really firing out like a hose, so to speak, a giant hose. This is a pipe that's 48 inches in diameter, and they say that they have slowed it to a minimal spill. What they're working on now, again, both sides of the pipe, they've got a crane in there. And the crane is, if you can think of it, kind of reaching down on top of where the break is in this pipe and is using a pump to kind of suck up some of the coal ash in the water so they can get a better look at this and find out, you know, or get a better sense of why this is happening, what's going on, so on and so forth.
And as you said, they haven't determined the cause of the break, although there was a surprise when they investigated. They thought this had been a concrete pipe. Turns out it was a metal pipe, at least at that section.
Yes. So I asked the folks at Duke when the last time they inspected the pipe was, and they said Friday. And I said, you inspected the pipe on Friday. And they said, well, what we do regularly is we do a visual inspection of the coal ash pond. They said they looked out over the coal ash pond, and the levels seemed normal. Everything seemed okay. When I said, but what about the pipe? What about the pipe itself with a video camera? And I don't know if a person is it seems as though a person might be big enough to go down in the pipe. I don't know if that's protocol or necessary or required. That's something that Duke is looking into. They don't know, or they weren't able to at least immediately tell me the last time that this pipe has been looked at closely.
But it was the expectation was that they thought that they had a concrete pipe anyway.
Yes, they did.
And now it's a metal pipe.
Yeah.
Heavy metals involved. Duke Energy says they don't really leach out of the ash. I think that's somewhat controversial in terms of the actual danger presented by this stuff if it gets into a water supply.
So I talked to one environmentalist earlier this week with Appalachian Voices, and what he said to me was he is not as concerned with the drinking water as he is with the wildlife and the fish and the bugs and, you know, what the fish feed off of. Really, the environmental long-term picture is less about water and more about what the effects are on the animals, the wildlife. And as he pointed out, you know, there are plenty of people who fish along this 200-mile river and pull the fish, eat the fish. And there are a lot of concerns that he has, questions he has, and things that he says at this point are questions. It's, you know, a lot of testing has to be done before the collective we are able to determine what some of the risks and major concerns are.
And this, whether you measure this in tons or gallons, it is a very large spill. How does it compare to spills in the past?
So it's the third biggest in U.S. history. The biggest was in Kingston, Tennessee, 6 years ago. That's when a dike ruptured. That's part of a dam at the at a TVA facility, and that sent 1.1 billion gallons of, or excuse me, 1.1 billion tons of coal ash out into places that it was not supposed to go. To put this in perspective, this again, as you said, Frank, is still a very large amount of coal ash. This amounts to about 2% of what came out in that spill. So this is considerably smaller than that instance, still the third biggest coal ash spill in U.S. history.
Have we been able to assess the impact in that previous spill?
That's a great question. And, you know, the short answer is in some regards, yes, and in other ways, no. Environmentalists say that is something that's going to continue to have to be monitored for 10, 15 years.
All right, Jeff, thanks very much. We will stay tuned. Jeff Tiberi, WUNC reporter, thank you very much.
Thanks, Frank.
Coming up on the State of Things, climate change. It's here. What do we do about it? We'll talk about a conference this weekend in Chatham County that plans to address just that, and we will do it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.